You know, the concept of marriage is fascinating. For centuries, it has been both a celebration of love and a social contract, deeply rooted in cultural norms, economic structures, and even religious practices. But when you strip away the traditions and the symbols, what is marriage really about? Is it a connection or simply a contract between two people?
It's such a good question, Caleb. And I think for so many of us, the answer changes depending on where we are in life, or even how much we've thought about it. Marriage has been idealized as this ultimate proof of love, but it's also loaded with expectations, rules, and sometimes, well, shocking compromises.
Shocking compromises is right. Like that prenup clause we came across recently. A man, very wealthy, required that his wife would lose $10,000 in monthly alimony for every 10 pounds of weight she gained during their marriage. And here's the wild part. That clause was enforceable.
Oh, I read about that one too, and it stayed with me. Can you imagine the kind of pressure that creates in a relationship? It's not just about money. It transforms love into this transactional thing. Like, your partner's worth is measured by some external metric, not who they are.
Exactly. And it reveals so much about trust, or the lack of it. At the same time, prenups aren't always as cold as that example. Take millennials and Gen Z. More of them are opting for prenups. But what's interesting is the why. It's less about power plays and more about transparency. Setting clear expectations so that finances don't become a buried landmine in their marriage.
I actually love that shift. It feels pragmatic, but also open-hearted in a way. There was a story about this couple who created what they called a prenup for emotional resilience. They wrote in clauses about how they'd handle tough times, like unexpected job loss or huge medical expenses. They wanted to avoid surprises and make space for mutual support when life got hard. It was such a unique take, but surprisingly, it worked for them.
That's a refreshing perspective. It shifts the focus from fear, like protecting assets during a divorce, to intention, creating guidelines for a healthier partnership. But let's not sugarcoat this. Marriage isn't just about agreements, financial or otherwise. There's the ideal of romantic love, and then there's the reality of maintaining that ideal, which can be a very different story.
Oh, absolutely. I remember something a divorce lawyer shared once about how many couples lose intimacy or stop having the tough conversations. They either drift apart slowly, or they start resenting each other without even realizing why. He said, and this stuck with me, people often lose track of the connection they once fought so hard to build, buried under layers of unspoken frustrations and unmet needs. It's heartbreaking, but it's also so preventable.
That anecdote perfectly captures how fragile love can be if neglected. And it raises a question that, honestly, I think every couple could benefit from asking. Are we putting as much effort into maintaining our connection as we did into falling in love? Because without that effort, even the strongest bonds can crack.
Completely. Preventing those cracks takes more than just love. It takes work, honesty, and sometimes little things like reminding yourself of why you chose each other in the first place. And that's what's so fascinating, isn't it? Marriage, at its best, is about connection, not just rules or contracts.
Exactly. But it's not always easy to keep that connection alive. Between financial stress, fading intimacy, and plain old life getting in the way, it's no wonder the divorce stats can feel daunting. And yet couples still keep searching for ways to make it all work, which says a lot about the human heart, don't you think?
It really does, Caleb. And I think that search, the effort to keep showing up for each other even when it gets uncomfortable, that's where the magic lives. It's not in the ceremony or the paperwork, as lovely as those things can be. It's in the daily choice to stay connected.
You know, Elena, as we were talking about the daily choice to stay connected, it made me think two of the biggest challenges couples face in keeping that connection alive are, unsurprisingly, sex and money. What's fascinating, though, is that these issues often aren't just about the practicalities, like financial stress or unmet expectations. They're really windows into deeper, often unspoken needs. Needs that, honestly, even we might not always fully understand ourselves.
Exactly. And when those needs aren't expressed or met, they can fester. I mean, think about it. Money represents so much more than just dollars. It can symbolize security, freedom, and even love. And sex? It's not just about physical connection. It's often a barometer for emotional intimacy, trust, and vulnerability.
Right. And many couples struggle to have honest conversations about either one. That's why something like a relationship audit can be so powerful. It's a structured exercise used in therapy where couples talk openly, without judgment, about their expectations around intimacy, finances, or any other stress points. It's not easy, but it's incredibly effective.
I love that idea, Caleb. It's like preventative care for relationships, isn't it? Catching the cracks before they become chasms. But I imagine most couples avoid those conversations because they feel so vulnerable. And vulnerability can be intimidating, even with someone you love deeply.
That's true, but avoiding those conversations does more damage in the long run. For example, we know that close to 56% of marriages end in divorce, and it's not always the big problems that cause the split. It's the accumulation of small, unspoken issues. And here's an even more revealing number. 86% of people who divorce remarry within 5 years. It shows how much we crave connection, even after heartbreak.
It's incredible, isn't it, that despite the pain, people still believe in love and partnership. It's as if we're wired to keep trying, even if the odds feel against us. I once heard a story about a couple who married young and hit serious financial struggles early on. They stopped communicating because money became this unspoken battlefield. Instead of facing the problem together, they started blaming each other. It nearly ended their marriage.
I've seen that happen too. Financial stress can drive a wedge between two people like almost nothing else. And often, it's less about the money itself and more about what the money represents, control, fear, or even self-worth. Without a solid foundation of trust, it's easy for those emotions to spiral out of control.
Absolutely. But you know that couple I mentioned? They managed to course correct. Eventually, they sought professional help and learned to have those tough conversations. They started small, just with things like agreeing how much to save each month, but it built a bridge back to communicating. And gradually, they found their way again. It was really inspiring.
And I think that's the takeaway. Even when things feel hopeless, rebuilding is possible if you're willing to do the work. It's like love itself. It doesn't just happen. It takes effort to keep it alive. Whether it's money, intimacy, or any other challenge, facing it together is what makes partnerships strong. You know, Elena, what you were saying about rebuilding relationships got me thinking. Marriage itself often comes with so many unspoken expectations, both personal and societal. It's like we treat it as the natural next step, not just because we want it, but because it feels like that's what we're supposed to do, don't you think?
Exactly. And for some, that pressure can feel like a weight, especially if their decisions to marry, or not, aren't entirely their own. There's this unspoken narrative that if you've been with someone long enough, the next logical step is marriage. But what if, instead of asking, "When are you getting married?" we asked, "Why do you want to get married?"
That's such a pivotal question. Because for many, the answer might reveal more about societal norms or practicalities than true connection. For instance, financial security, especially in generations past, was a huge reason for marriage. Or take the idea of social acceptance, where couples stay in relationships that might not serve them simply because it's the right thing to do. But maybe what we really need is a deeper focus on what a meaningful partnership looks like for that couple, not what it looks like on paper.
Exactly. And I think younger generations, millennials, Gen Z, are beginning to challenge these norms. They're reshaping what marriage means by looking for emotional safety and connection. But they're also not afraid to question whether they even need the institution of marriage to honor their relationships. It's this fascinating push and pull, balancing tradition with what truly feels right for them.
I like that you mentioned tradition, because while it can offer comfort, it's not without its challenges. The ritual of marriage is beautiful, but if it's performed without intention, without addressing how two people will grow together, it becomes just a symbol. I recently read about a couple who had to completely redefine their concept of partnership. They were parents, feeling overwhelmed by work and childcare, and they lost sight of their connection. They admitted to each other that they were more like roommates than romantic partners.
Oh, I've heard similar stories, Caleb. But it's amazing how even those moments of disconnect can spark change, can't they? I remember this story. A young couple, mid-30s, who realized they hadn't been communicating deeply for years. Life took over. They'd been so focused on raising their children that they forgot to nurture the core of their marriage. And yet, they decided to start small. They scheduled time each week just to talk. Not about chores, not about logistics, just each other. It changed everything for them.
That's inspiring. And it's such a good reminder that whether you've been married a year, a decade, or more, it's never too late to reconnect. But it does take intentional effort. It's not something that just fixes itself.
Absolutely. What I love most about that couple's story is how they turned a moment of crisis into a turning point. And honestly, that's the essence of love, isn't it? Choosing each other, again and again, no matter how heavy life gets. Marriage may not guarantee connection, but the daily effort to communicate, to rekindle, to really see one another, that's where the magic truly lies.
So well said, Elena. And maybe that's the takeaway for this journey we've been on today. Marriage isn't the answer to everything. It's merely a framework. Love, authentic love, is about showing up, being present, and embracing the complexity of connection. Whether you choose to marry or not, it's that effort to nurture what you've built that defines success.
Yes. And to anyone listening, whether you're married, engaged, in love, or simply reflecting on what you want, just remember, it's not about perfectly following a script society hands you. It's about writing your own story and daring to love wholeheartedly, even as life changes around you.
Well said, Elena. And on that note, thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. Keep having the conversations that matter. And as always, take care of yourselves and the people you love most. We'll see you next time.